One man was a white supremacist, another a Muslim supremacist. That's how he refers to himself. A small group called Parents for Peace brought them together. The two men talked about how they were led down similar paths to extremism and how they got out. Now they're helping others. Here's the world's Shirin Jafari.
Not so long ago, it would have been impossible to imagine Mubin Sheikh and Chris Buckley in a room together. Sheikh was a Muslim supremacist, Buckley a member of the Ku Klux Klan. But on a recent Sunday afternoon, the two men stand side by side, addressing a group of students and their parents at an Islamic center outside of Boston. This is part of what they do with a group called Parents for Peace. On this particular Sunday, they're giving two presentations. They talk about their painful personal stories, about what made them join and later quit extremist groups. Mubin Sheikh, the former Muslim supremacist, is sporting a skull cap and a short beard. He goes first.
So I'm from Indian background. My parents are from India. Born and raised in Toronto, Canada.
In Canada, Sheikh went to an Islamic school as well as the regular public school. Two very different experiences, he says. In one, he was taught about strict Islamic rules. In the other, girls and boys mixed. They went to house parties. It all left him confused and conflicted about his identity.
Who am I? What kind of a Muslim am I? How Muslim can I be and how Canadian can I be?
Maybe some traveling would help him find answers, he thought. So he went, first to India and then to Pakistan, where he met members of the Taliban.
So now there's this 18-year-old kid seeking a new identity through religion, sees these guys, and they seem macho, right? Like they're like the tough guys, right? Like, yeah, and I was like, I want to be like these guys.
The Taliban left an impression on Sheikh. When he returned to Canada, he embraced Wahhabism, an ultra-conservative form of Islam. Sheikh says the strict, dogmatic mentality really got into his head.
Whenever I would take the bus, I would see the synagogue, and I thought to myself, you know, how can I blow this place up?
He didn't blow any place up. And in fact, when 9/11 happened, he wondered if he truly understood his religion.
That's what really kind of pushed me to say, you know, I understand, you know, fighting for Islam and whatever that means, but flying planes into buildings didn't make sense to me. So I decided, you know what, I need to study Islam.
2 years of re-educating himself, Sheikh was a transformed man. He renounced Wahhabism, became a counter-terrorism expert, and today he works with Parents for Peace. Now, we'll get to Chris Buckley, the Klansman, in a minute. But first, there's a person that connects the two men. Miriam Churchill is the executive director of Parents for Peace. She tells me that personal, first-hand experiences like those of Sheikh and Buckley's inform the work they do.
Our members are also former extremists from all kind of different ideology, former neo-Nazi, former Muslim supremacists, former Antifa and others, and survivor of violent extremism.
Parents for Peace started in 2015. It was created by relatives of Carlos Bledsoe. He converted to Islam and in 2009 opened fire on a military recruiting office in Arkansas. He killed one soldier and wounded another. He's serving a life sentence. The attack left the Bledsoe family in shock, says Churchill, and they had no one to turn to.
It's an issue that is so much misunderstood that often families find themselves struggling with shame and not being able to find resources and help.
Churchill says over time she's noticed a pattern.
As we were helping families, we start to see a very similar narrative. People of different religion, different color, and yet the same story. A young person that is vulnerable with underlying issues that are being exploited by recruiters.
The group set up a hotline that families can call if they need help. No judgment. Back at the event, it's Chris Buckley's turn to take the mic. He's a bit taller than Sheikh and has tattoos all over his knuckles and forearms.
So my name is Chris Buckley, and I did 13 years in the United States Army and was deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq in the war on terrorism.
Buckley grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. He says he had a difficult childhood. His parents used racist slurs at home. At school, he was bullied.
I was that angry kid that was just like, I just want to fight everybody, you know? And my dad got really nervous because he was like, you're going to end up in prison or dead.
At 17, Buckley got into the military. He says he was so angry, he just wanted to blow things up. He was deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq, but the war only added to his anger, he says. Like when he saw his friend and fellow service member get killed right in front of him in Afghanistan.
This is the common interaction I had with Islam. It was negativity. It was kill or be killed. So I got to experience Islam. I got to experience Muslims through a very narrow lens in my life.
When Buckley came home, he felt lost. He started drinking, got addicted to painkillers and meth. He went online to find a community, and he found the KKK. There is this video clip of Buckley online. It's from a documentary that didn't air. It was so controversial. It shows Buckley and his young son dressed in KKK outfits.
Are you a white supremacist?
Yeah, absolutely.
In 2016, Buckley's wife was done with her husband's behavior. She looked online for help and eventually found Parents for Peace.
And like that began a painstaking, brutal transformation in me. Like, bro, you gotta get sober, man. And once I did, I realized that I reverted back to the highest level of training I received. I reverted back to my military values.
That's when Buckley met Mubin Sheikh. For the first time, Buckley was having real conversation with a Muslim. He says it made him realize how much he'd misunderstood Islam.
And every religion tells us to love each other. So let's love each other.
Buckley is now working on a new program that helps extremists break away from hate groups.
So, like, thank you for having me. This is truly amazing, and like I look forward to the Q&A session. So,
until now, Parents for Peace has stayed out of the spotlight. It has refused to take government money, and it insists on being apolitical. But its members are not shy about what families and communities are up against. Here's Miriam Churchill again.
We are experiencing a national crisis, and we are extremely worried.
Worried, she says, because groomers are actively searching for and recruiting young people into extremist groups. That's why she wants to partner with those closest to them, parents, teachers, school nurses, and pediatricians.
No one was born a supremacist. No one woke up one day and said, I'm going to be a neo-Nazi or I'm going to be a Muslim supremacist. That just doesn't exist.
Churchill says she wants people to know that there are resources out there. And that, as the stories of Mubin Sheikh and Chris Buckley show, there is always a way out. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.